Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Right, next up, tomorrow our Taoiseach Micheál Martin is set to meet with US President Donald Trump at the White House. This significant meeting will commence with a brief media appearance, followed by a private discussion scheduled to last nearly an hour. The visit occurs amidst a backdrop of international tensions, including the ongoing conflicts in Ukraine and Gaza, and President Trump's recent threats to impose 25% tariffs on goods imported from the European Union. Notably, President Trump's recent interactions with European leaders have been marked by tension during a meeting with Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Trump expelled Zelensky from the Oval Office, accusing him of warmongering. In light of these events, other leaders have taken unique approaches in their dealings with President Trump. For instance, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, during his visit to the White House in February, presented President Trump with a handwritten invitation from King Charles III for an historic second state visit to the UK, a gesture seen by many as an effort to appeal to President Trump's admiration for the British monarchy and, of course, pander to his ego. As our Taoiseach prepares for his meeting, we want to hear from you. What topics do you believe Micheál Martin should prioritise during his discussion with President Trump? Should he address the significance of American businesses to Ireland? After all, it's in our interest to keep good relations with the US. And historically, relations have also been good based on common ancestral ties and shared values. And besides regular dialogue on political and economic issues, the US and Irish governments have official exchanges in areas such as medical research and education. Do you think Ireland should consider a gesture similar to the UK's, perhaps extending a special invitation to President Trump to strengthen diplomatic relations, maybe invite him for a visit to play golf or to give him the freedom of the city? Let us know your thoughts on WhatsApp 087 188 0008 or get involved on social media on Facebook at Ireland's Classic Hits and on X at Classic Hits Radio. We're also on Instagram as well if you want to get in touch there. I'm going to go to Shane first. Hi Shane, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Was that you that sent in that joke?
No, that wasn't me.
That was a different Shane. There was another Shane who sent that in. Hiya Shane, how are you doing?
I'm good.
So what do you think about tomorrow's meeting, Taoiseach Micheál Martin in Washington, D.C. with Donald Trump and also J.D. Vance? He's meeting him in the morning, as far as I know.
Well, I think a lot of people were looking for Micheál Martin to boycott the meeting, and I think that's, on the face of it, just kind of silly. I think that with everything as tense as they are, the number one thing that we do need is communication. And so this meeting, anything that would even look like a boycott would, especially if you look at how Trump has been recently with any type of pushback, he's going to take it as a hostile attack based on his ego and how he generally acts. So I think that the meeting is really important, and I think that they definitely need to talk about the tariffs. And a lot of Irish voters would be really upset if Micheál Martin doesn't talk about the situation in Palestine.
And with that, talking about the situation in Palestine, we recognise Palestine as an independent state. What do you think is going to be the reaction to that conversation, or how do you think he's going to approach that conversation?
Well, I think if Micheál Martin actually brings it up, I don't imagine it will be talked about all that much. I think that Trump will probably want to just sweep it under the rug and say, "Ah, oh, we'll handle it." And in typical Trump fashion, is kind of, let me deal with that, you just stop listening about it. So I think that Micheál Martin will bring it up, but I don't see it as being a long conversation.
I think that's kind of the most awkward thing, really, that they have to talk about.
Exactly. No, it definitely is. It absolutely is. But I don't think Trump is going to have any interest in entertaining it.
Okay.
I think that at heart, he knows business more, and he knows how he's going to be impacting the economy more, and that's what he's going to want to talk about. So no matter how much the Taoiseach clamours about it, I mean, I don't see that Trump will have the appetite to actually.
So what do you think is going to be the take over the majority of the conversation? Because, I mean, bear in mind, like they say, oh, it's going to be a long conversation. It's an hour. An hour is not really a lot when they have quite so much to talk about. What do you think is going to be the main points and going to take over the most time?
I think mainly it's going to be talking about upcoming tariffs towards the EU and any existing tariffs that the EU currently has on the US. I mean, the only one that comes to mind is a auto tariff that the EU currently has in the US, which is 10%, I believe, which I know that Americans and especially Republicans aren't happy about. So I think that that's probably going to take up the majority of that conversation because, well, at the end of the day, we're part of the EU. And as far as Trump is probably concerned, we're EU first, Irish second.
So do you think that it's Micheál's job to maybe change his mind and say it's Ireland first?
Well, I do think so, because I think at the end of the day, the relationship that we have with America is quite unique to the rest of Europe, in my opinion. I mean,
I agree.
First of all, just the Irish presence in America, for one, but then also the American presence in Ireland, just based on businesses, because we just don't have the upstart and the capacity to have these big businesses that the Europeans do have. And so I don't see us as being kind of the same as the EU, generally speaking, when it comes to our relationship with the US, but I don't know if Trump sees that the same way.
But also our geographical location as well, because like we are their entry point into the EU. We're literally neighbours.
Exactly.
So that makes a difference as well. So do you think he's going to do a good job of appeasing him? Do you think he needs to pander to his ego, so to speak?
No, I think that's the last thing that he should do. I think.
Oh, do you? Okay.
I do. I think that while he can be diplomatic about it, I think that coddling him isn't the approach to take. I mean, for example, I think the best world leader that's handled Trump so far is Macron, where as soon as Trump would have made an error, Macron corrects it immediately. And, I mean, you saw how the world responded to that. I think that's probably the best approach, is to be on friendly terms, talk to him as if he's a world leader, because he is a world leader. But then if he says anything that's either factually incorrect or just misleading, immediately hit the brakes on it. Because at the end of the day, Micheál Martin is a world leader and he should be treated as such. Because if you look at the way that Zelensky was being treated, the last thing I want is anything that looks remotely like that.
Yeah, I couldn't see that happening personally, but I mean, I'm open to be proved wrong, but I definitely don't see anything to the extent of what happened with Volodymyr Zelensky, because I don't see that happening. On the whole, then, do you think that Micheál Martin's going to do a good job of this meeting tomorrow and walk away, and everyone's going to be delighted and think that it was great?
I think there's a difference between doing a good job and everyone's going to be delighted. We're never going to have a case where
that's true. Yeah. But hopefully someday we can reach that point and everyone's just happy and we can ride off into the sunset. No, I'm hoping for that one day. I'm staying positive, Shane. Don't know about you. Let me go to Amy. Stay there with me, Shane. I'm going to go to Amy next. Hi, Amy. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. So how are you feeling about this meeting tomorrow?
I'm kind of feeling a bit nervous about it. I feel like Trump is playing the world stage like it's a reality TV show.
Yeah,
you saw how he
Ukraine.
Yeah, he talks to the Ukraine leader so poorly, and like he just wants to spin it how he wants to spin it. So it's just kind of like you have to wait and see whether or not he wants Ireland to be his best friend or be the enemy. Which is kind of just not fun, as like this is real life, not TV, you know?
I almost feel like the media appearance, I'm more worried about the media appearance rather than their private conversation because of the way that Trump is
sure.
And playing up for the cameras.
Yeah, no, that's exactly my point. Like whatever happens behind closed doors, it might be reasonable, but out in public that he could be like, well, Ireland's this horrible place that, you know, all these companies go to hide from taxes. And or he might be like, Ireland's our best friend. We're like with each other forever, you know. So I'm a bit nervous about the media.
What do you think are the important things for Micheál Martin to bring up, and what do you hope that he gets across to Trump?
I'm just really hoping that he kind of gets across to Trump about like Ukraine and Palestine, that, you know, these places are war-torn and they really need our support, and that like Ireland was that many, many years ago, and we have to get support outside, and that we need to give that support now to places that need it, and like are kind of, you know, fighting off big countries, you know. It's really big, important issues like that that they should like Micheál shouldn't backtrack or anything. He should like make correct Trump and be like, no, we need to support them. They're our allies, you know.
And I mean, closer to home, what do you think are the important issues to bring up about Ireland? And, you know, like, not sort of, you know, not to push that away and say that that's not important. But yeah. What do you think is important for as Ireland to get across? And, you know, in terms of like tariffs and, you know, our relationship with them?
Yeah, I think that I think Micheál needs to make sure that he stays on the good side of Trump, because he might try and like put tariffs a bit onto us. And I know he's doing that to the EU, and we're such a small country, and a lot of our like big businesses are American businesses. Like, I'm like a computer student. A lot of companies here are from America. So Micheál kind of needs to make sure that Trump's happy, you know?
So do you think, as Shane says, he doesn't think that he should pander to his ego, do you think that Micheál Martin should pander to Trump's ego?
I think Micheál should do that a little bit. I don't think he should like agree with anything that would be obviously bad for Ireland, but he should probably just let Trump, you know, have his win on the media and then make sure that whatever we need is actually done. So, like, we get the win in the long run, you know?
What about inviting him over for golf, you know, and giving him the freedom of the city, you know, all of these sort of, like, you know, little things that could just really sort of, like, make it just a more sweeter deal, like what Keir Starmer did with his invitation from King Charles?
I think that maybe he should let him come over and enjoy Ireland and make sure that, you know, in Trump's mind, that Ireland is a friend and that we're not an enemy. But like, we should still have a strong backbone and make sure that we don't give way to him on important issues. Letting him play golf at the end of the day is just going to put him in a good mood. It's not going to cause us to like go into economic like ruin because of it, you know?
Because, I mean, a lot of people are saying, no, don't invite him here. No, we don't want him here. But, you know, I don't know. I think the right way to go is to maybe, I don't know, massage his ego a little bit and give him the feeling of like, no, you're welcome here and we love you kind of thing. And that would really work.
Yeah, because unfortunately, we're in the position that he's in power. We can't change that. And whether we boycott him or like get angry at him, it's not going to change the situation we're in.
We still
have to make sure that Ireland is first in our minds, you know?
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying, Amy. Stay with me there. I am going to have to go to the ads. We're just asking, what do you think that Micheál Martin should bring to the table tomorrow with his meeting with Donald Trump and J.D. Vance? I think he's meeting J.D. Vance in the morning. Are you looking forward to it? Do you think it's going to be a success, or are you a bit nervous about it? I suppose it all remains to be seen. Let us know on WhatsApp 087 188 0008. Welcome back to Nighttime Talk on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. We're talking about Micheál Martin's visit to Washington, D.C. and his meeting with Trump tomorrow. I'm going to go to David next. Hi, David. How are you?
Hey, Jay. How are you doing? Going well. This, yeah, good to hear from you. I was fascinated by the very, very poor call on people saying that Macron correcting Trump.
What do you think? What do you think about that one?
Well, okay, AJ. If you got two friends with both with children, and one of them gifts their child money to piss up against the wall, and the other one makes a loan which they have to pay back, which parent do you respect more?
The one that makes the loan. Why are you testing me here, David? The one that makes the
loan. Well, the fact of the matter, what Trump was saying was that Europe loaned the money to Ukraine, whereas Macron said, no, we just gave it to them.
Okay, yeah, I hear what you're saying.
So, you know, in that, where, you know, anybody thinking that that actually was a plus for Macron, Trump is a businessman. That would have taken, just as you correctly called it, the way to deal with Ukraine was to lend them money, not to gift it to them.
Yeah, and Trump is a businessman, so that's the way he's thinking.
Absolutely. And sending a teacher to deal with a businessman. You know, Micheál Martin's never run a business in his life. He hasn't got a clue how to do anything. He's the least inappropriate person to send anywhere.
So you're not confident about tomorrow? How do you think it's going to play out?
Well, I think the only way it can go is down. You know, Ireland is utterly dependent. The Irish economy is utterly dependent on about 370,000 jobs, which are all on American companies. You know, if Trump continues with his bringing American jobs back into America, 370,000 jobs are going to disappear from Ireland, and that's the economy gone.
And so you think this is the main thing that Micheál Martin should be talking about to Trump tomorrow? But I don't know, you're not confident that he'd do a good job of it.
I don't think he stands a chance. He doesn't. He's too conflicted. He's too pro-Europe. Now, Ireland made the big mistake. Back in the 70s, Ireland should have joined America, not the EU, or the EEC as it was at the time. Ireland is you've got 30% of Americans are Irish. It's natural. Just the fact that we're on the same continent is irrelevant. The fact that emotionally and intellectually, Ireland and America are much closer together than Ireland and anywhere in Europe.
I hear what you're saying. So, I mean, do you think that the fact that we are so close to America, does that not fill you with confidence about how tomorrow will go? Because we've already got a strong relationship with them.
You have, and that should have been built on. But the fact that Ireland, and certainly the leadership of Ireland, is overly cap-tipping to the EU, the Dublin is just totally aligned with the EU thinking, which is utterly ridiculous. You know, if you go down through the EU, all the senior EU people. Commissioner Joseph Borrell, probably the most senior commissioner in the EU. He's a crook. He was actually convicted of insider trading before he became an EU commissioner. And Lagarde, Christine Lagarde, who's now head of the IMF, she was convicted of fraud in France, over 400 million euros. It's utterly ridiculous. When Draghi left the ECB, they couldn't find a banker who would take over from him because anybody knew it was a disaster. So they had to put some corrupt crook who wouldn't get a job anywhere else, who would gladly take it on.
Okay, stay with me there, David. I'm just going to go to Peter. I've got Peter on the line. Hi, how are you?
Hi, AJ.
How are you doing? So how are you? Are you looking forward to tomorrow's meeting? Do you think that there's going to be anything comes good of it? Or are you like David? Are you sceptical and not trusting in Micheál Martin's capabilities to talk to Trump?
Well, it was interesting. Martin, when he was in Austin, he was off at some festival in Austin there, giving a few words to the person who was interviewing him. And he said that he's there representing the people of Ireland. Well, Micheál Martin does not represent the people of Ireland because, as David said, he's literally just a lapdog for his masters and people like the unelected commissioner of the European Commission, van der Leyen, and implementing their policies. So, like, fundamentally, what Ireland has done and the policy that Ireland has pursued has been this neoliberal policy of privatising so many of resources, selling them off, and really leaving Ireland totally subservient to foreign interests, foreign international capital. Hence, we had so much of the foreign direct investment that's come into Ireland, and we're nearly next to reliant on foreign direct investment. And this has had a detrimental impact on so many people in Ireland, because you saw the housing crisis, you see the healthcare chaos. You see, today the figures came out with 16% of people, 17% of people, so nearly one in six of every person in Ireland is in deprivation. And this is a country with an obscene amount of wealth, and it's just widening inequalities in society. And Micheál Martin, he said last week, AJ, he said, and Simon Harris has been saying, they ripped up the European Union rule book last week to say, we're going to spend 800 billion euro on a rearming Europe plan to take on Russia and all this nonsense. And they never once have ever stood up to say, we need to rip up the fiscal rule book to provide homes for people, deal with all the fallout, the chaos with the immigration and all the rest of the problems we have in Ireland. Like, the thing is, we should be looking after our interests here, not going around with the begging bowl of shamrock that Micheál Martin's going to be going to the White House tomorrow and probably get a dressing down probably from Trump.
Because I think he will get a dressing down, Peter.
I think probably behind closed doors he probably will. And I think J.D. Vance, if he says anything, Micheál Martin is completely just a career politician. The guy has no other real life experience apart from being just involved. Like, how is this guy at the top of the tree in Ireland. When he was part of the party of the Galway Tent, one of the most corrupt parties we've ever seen in Ireland, the whole nod and a wink attitude and the developers meeting and giving them side-down deals and all this sort of stuff. And he was part of the government that helped crash the economy. And now he's gone around like proclaiming he's a great statesman. He's never stood for anything in his life. The guy, if he was on the fence and the wind blew, he'd fall off because he's on the fence so often. He just goes with the side of whatever public opinion goes on. Even today with the water charges, he said from Texas, oh, there'll be no water charges coming in. Like, he doesn't give a damn about the people of Ireland. He's only interested in being a branch manager for his masters in Brussels, rather than building up a strong, resilient domestic economy that we should be building on the talent we have in Ireland, on the skills we have in Ireland, and on the resources we have in Ireland that should be built up from a strong domestic economy and stand up as well for neutrality around that. Like, we just get walked on by everybody, really, rather than just being, you know, oh, it's okay, you know, we'll plumass them and we'll just give them a nod and a wink.
But Peter, what do you think he could go in and say tomorrow and do tomorrow for you to turn around and say, actually, you know what, I'm quite surprised with that. That is, I'm happy with that. What could he go and do tomorrow?
Nothing. I've no faith. I've absolutely zero faith in Micheál Martin to do anything. Like, look at a homeless disaster in Ireland. Like, 40 people, as I said before, TAJ, have died in the streets of Dublin last year. Like, where's his concern? He's talking about protecting people and protecting. He doesn't protect people. If he's interested in the people here, we wouldn't have a homeless disaster. We wouldn't have the issues we have in Ireland, a country that's obscenely wealthy. And a lot of people in Ireland are doing very well out of what's going on. But then there's huge inequalities. People are struggling to put the heating on. Now, we said last week that there's no more energy credits coming for people. And yet they've loads of money for weapons of war and dragging people into war. They can rip up the rule book.
And trips to Washington, D.C. as well. Stay with me there, Peter. I'm going to go to Morris. We're just talking about Micheál Martin's meeting with Donald Trump tomorrow in Washington, D.C. If you do want to get involved, 087-188-0008 is the number for WhatsApp. I'm going to go to Morris now. Hi, Morris. How are you?
AJ, how are you doing? Yeah, I was listening to what one of your researchers and I rang in. They were talking to him. He doesn't represent me. He doesn't represent the people of Ireland. That's a stolen election. He's gone into power with his sworn enemy, Fine Gael. They've done it the last two elections, and it's all about get into power, have a majority, tell the people what you're doing, and if they don't like it, we're in for 5 years. We walk away with big pensions. Now, he's a school teacher by law, by trade, right?
Right, yeah.
His position as a school teacher is still held open for him. And as long as he's a politician, that person that's covering him is only temporary. That's disgraceful. So it's all about how much can I get out of this? Once they get used to putting their hand into the public pot of the taxpayers' money, they just can't let go of us. And that's what's going on. Is he good for the country? No. Do people... Look, my grandchildren are growing up in England because of the damage this Fianna Fáil government done to this country. He was part of the government in 2008 that needed a bailout for the European Monetary Fund, the EMS or whatever it's called, the IRF. And they sold us down the river. And then he comes back 15 years later. Look at me, I'm great. And I'll tell you one thing about a Cork person, especially him, and I've met people like him, proud to be Irish, but by the grace of God, born in Cork, county first, country second. And I've learned that through my life. That's the way they are down there. So when you have him running this country, as he says, on behalf of the people...
I don't think it's fair to say about everybody from Cork, though, Morris.
No, I'm not saying... I've met people like him that think like the way he does.
And do you think he thinks like that? I don't know. I've never experienced that. Do you think he thinks like that?
Oh, big time. I've experienced that in the army, 100%, when I was in the army. And I've experienced it in my life in work that I've done down in Cork. And he's the exact person that exemplifies that.
Sorry, David, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Morris, I live in Cork, and obviously I'm not from Cork. So I would probably be the one who doesn't do Cork first and Ireland second.
I understand, yeah. Yeah. I'm going back in history, Dave. I'm going back in history.
No. I live with that day.
Dublin,
I totally understand.
You know, There is a rivalry there. But what I'm going to say to you is I do have good friends in Cork. I have family in Cork and I have family in Kerry. But specifically the likes of him, when he comes up to Dublin, I'll tell you what you're going to do. I'll tell you what you're going to not do. And I hate that in people because they dictate you and they dictate you for one reason. I'm big, you're little. I'm right, you're wrong. And he is from a party that has desecrated this country. There is generations of Irish people that have left this country because of his party and his policies. So I hope Trump hangs them out to dry. And I hope the Bourke family go over there and make a holy show of him because he deserves this. And do you know what? The thing that pisses me off about the whole lot of us, as soon as that shamrock is presented to Trump, it's taken out to a back room and it's burnt because it's a foreign plant in America that's alien to us. Like when you see the programs on Australia, when the airports are on and they catch people coming in.
Oh, border control.
Stuff, they destroy
it.
Exactly. Yeah. So at the end of the day, he doesn't represent me. I don't think he represents the people of Ireland. It's a big feather in his cap. Look at me. I'm the big hard shot from the Republic of Ireland. You know, he says his party is the Republican Party. None of them, Davis, in my opinion, because I'm ex-army, none of them know what it is to put on a uniform and pick up a weapon to defend the country. All they're in it for is their big fat pensions. I'll give you one example, Davis and AJ. I checked out an ex-politician that's in radio. He left politics in 2002 after 5 years. He's now on £78,000 a year pension. What a disgrace. If I die tomorrow, my wife gets no pension.
Yeah.
That's the horrific situation we live in this country. And I don't rate Micheál Martin. And I don't rate Simon. I don't rate Simon Harris. I'm going to tell you one thing about Simon Harris. There was an election called after he was voted out as a failure as Minister of Health, and Irish women died on his watch through the cervical check campaign, right? As soon as Leo Varadkar stood down, he came into power for 6 months. Harris, voted in by his own party, not the people of Ireland. Do you know what he did for the first 6 months? He ran up a bill of $500,000 on the government jet at the taxpayers' money. That's how much they love this country.
Now, I haven't seen the figures myself, Morris, so I don't know. I can't confirm.
I only quote it, AJ, because I know it. And I researched it. Okay?
Yeah,
so I'm just letting you know what I know on the freedom of information.
No, Morris.
Because I'm passionate about people that are damaging this country. And they're damaging this country.
Go ahead, David.
Sorry, Morris, all I was going to say is you only have to look at what the government has done to the Irish Defence Force, especially the naval force. They've got rid of ships because they can't man them, and they've now bought three second-hand ships from New Zealand, and they can't even man those ships. They can't operate the weapon systems on them because there isn't anybody in the Navy who can actually fire them. I was in the Royal Navy. I've actually contacted a couple of friends back over in the UK, including an admiral, and said, "Why don't you pop over and we'll do it for them."
Stay there with me, guys. I'm going to go to Joe next. I've got Joe waiting on the line. Hiya, Joe. Yeah. How are you? You're saying you'd invite President Trump to Ireland to experience the freedom of Cork.
Yeah, I would. I'd give him the freedom of Cork, and I'd give him the freedom of Ireland as well, and give him the freedom of Dublin. I think he would deserve it. I think it would be a really kick in the ass to the woke lefty brigade, because at least Donald Trump is a man who does things, and he gets things done, and he doesn't bullshit. Not like that rat that's going over there tomorrow to meet him. And that's all he is. And I congratulate Morris. Everything Morris said tonight is exactly very true. Because that guy is an absolute embarrassment. No, you're very welcome, Morris. And I'm living in Cork. And I'll tell you, the majority of people in Cork didn't vote for that creep. Because that creep is not respected by anybody. He was at a funeral. I'll tell you now, a couple of years ago, there was a famous newspaper vendor in Cork. You might have heard of him. Michael O'Regan. He died there about 3 years ago. He was one of the longest serving paper vendors in the country. He was over 60 years.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And at the And at the his funeral was in the end of December 2022. And you wouldn't believe who was there in the corner, sitting down with a big head in him, but Micheál Martin. And I'll tell you something,
there you go.
The looks he got from people, he even ran out of the church. He couldn't even face the people. He had to run over for his Garda driver to drive him away because he knew he wasn't wanted there.
But what I will say, guys, though, he is our Taoiseach and he is going over there to represent us.
He's not our Taoiseach. No, sorry. He's not our Taoiseach.
I didn't vote for him, AJ.
I didn't vote for him. And the majority of people in this country didn't vote for him.
So he's
not our Taoiseach. He's elected by the World Economic Forum. He's elected by the EU, the Confederate, what would they call them? These kind of guys in, the World Bank. He's elected by powerful lobby groups who are interfering in Irish in politics for the last number of years. And if the Irish elections were straight, in this country, we wouldn't, the likes of those parties wouldn't even have a hope in hell of getting elected. Now, I'm sorry if I feel a bit angry, but Micheál Martin is a liability. And I hope Donald Trump tomorrow gives him a good dressing down. Because that's what he needs. He needs to be embarrassed on live television to show the world what kind of a clown we're really dealing with. Because, and you mentioned there a while ago about the Burke family. I believe that someone said it today that the Burkes are actually over in America at the moment.
That's what I saw today on social media. Yeah.
I would love to see the Burke family get an invite from President Trump. Because I think they deserve to be there tomorrow more than that flaming hyena, you know? Because that guy is an embarrassment. And I'm sorry now, I'm a bit upset because I can't stand the way things are going in this country. We have a mass illegal immigration going on in this country. We have mass corruption going on in this country. Our cities are not even safe to walk. Women are terrorised to walk the streets. And we have people like him going around, flying around. That guy thinks he's a big boy, you know. Oh, I'm the Taoiseach, you know. Nobody touches me. And he was always like that. And I will agree with Morris, because I know of him. And I've known of people in Cork who can't even stand him. They even went to meet him on several occasions about things, and he threatened to get the guards on him. That's how a vindictive, evil man he really is.
Joe, sorry, I'm just going to have to go to the break. And don't apologise for getting angry or upset. This is what the show is about. Everybody has to come on and
share their
opinion. Yeah. So don't apologise for that, Joe. That's absolutely fine.
Joe.
But I'm going to have to just put you guys on hold for a second. I'm going to have to go to the ads. If you do want to get involved in this, we're talking about Micheál Martin's meeting tomorrow with Trump. Some heated comments there. So if you do want to get involved, 087-188-0008 is the number for WhatsApp. We'd love to get you on the air. Welcome back to Nighttime Talk with AJ in for Niall. All this week we are talking about Micheál Martin's meeting with President Donald Trump tomorrow in the White House, and we're just asking how you think it's going to go. We're going to go to John next. Hi John, how are you?
How's it going? I'm laughing at the people that are on here. There are some very valid points what people are saying about Micheál Martin, right? Like, look, yeah, it's been a bit of a disaster or whatever, but like, it just seems that, well, the first girl that was on was just like anti-Donald Trump, and then we're saying we need to mollycoddle him this time and the other. Like, it's nothing's going to happen. It's literally just a press thing. Micheál Martin is going to be forgotten about by Donald Trump 2 minutes after he walks away from him. Anything he says to Donald Trump is going to go in one ear and out the other. It's just for press. And we have a relationship with the US for years and years and years. So it's always been that kind of way. Nothing is going to change over here. And it's as simple as that. It's just quite, people are just going off in tangents about Micheál Martin this and Micheál Martin that. Well, unfortunately, he's in a position to get sent over. He's only going over to make himself look cool or great or whatever because he's beating Donald Trump. But I think there's a lot of overreaction to this.
Donald Trump, you don't think it's going to make any difference at all? So it doesn't matter really what happens.
It's good, because Donald Trump will come over here. As John said there, give him the freedom of the streets, give him the, you know, like, it's not going to affect us in any way. I don't think Donald Trump is going to listen to what Micheál Martin has to say and change anything.
Do you not think that he cares about the historical relationship between Ireland and America? You don't think he does?
So I don't think he's going to do anything that will make it worse for Ireland in any way at all. Like the girl that was on a few minutes ago was like, "Oh God, Donald Trump's in charge. There's nothing we can do now." And I'm like, "What?" You know, like he's in a position of power. Like it just sounds like some people that some of the callers sound like they're just anti Donald Trump, and the other guys are just anti Micheál Martin. Which, right, fair enough. There's plenty of things there to be anti Micheál Martin. But at the end of the day, it's just a press thing. It's just.
Well, come to there. Sorry, can I come in there, AJ?
Yeah, go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, just on that with John, what he said. He said it's just a press thing, but like it's not more a play than just a press thing. Because
Hang on.
There's a bigger thing at play here. If you look at what's happening in Europe, right? Did you see last week with the rearm in Europe deal, the €800 billion going to be used on building up a European army? That's the intention in Europe, to take over the job in Ukraine, to take on Russia, because the Americans are deciding, right, we're going to redirect our attention somewhere else, to China. So what implications is that going to have for Ireland?
That's not going to have any implication for them, because
how is it not going to have implications for them? They're going to have to fight a war as well.
Our army as well shouldn't be laughed at as well, by the way. We're the other guy that laughed about it. But we're not going to join a big army. Like, this is all, like...
I'll explain something to you, right? The last few years they've been using Shannon Airport as a military airbase for the United States for their illegal war in Iraq, right? For the last years, they've joined this NATO Partnership for Peace, the European Defence Union. They've used all these mechanisms now to slowly erode Irish neutrality, to drag us towards more militarism in the European Army. And now even Donald Tusk said the other day that they're looking at conscription. A European army is the way to go, the same as the German Chancellor. The new guy is going to be moving in there, who is the next Black Rock.
The implications
for people's lives are important. It's not just the policies.
Look, no,
if you
don't, yeah,
if you're not back
to
find the policies...
Peter, just let John come in there. Just let John come in.
You haven't set Ireland up. Like, Micheál Martin couldn't run a bat. So I don't think he's going to be... Like, do you honestly think they're going to walk out of a conversation tomorrow and go, right, that's... Like, yeah, right, let's start a big army there now. Go, like, what are you talking about, man? It's all for press.
Well, you know, there is
someone
going
to be serious.
Hang on. It's more than just handshake. If you're an elected Taoiseach of Ireland.
John, just let Peter talk now.
You stand up for the interests of the people of Ireland. You stand up for peace. You stand up for a constitution. You stand up for the interests of people. You don't stand up for anybody else. You don't stand up for any big, a multinational. You don't stand up for a big global corporation. You don't stand up for the European Union. You stand up for Ireland. That's who you stand up for.
So, but how does that have anything to do? Like, if he's going over to stand up for Ireland, what is America doing to Ireland? What the companies from America are coming here for tax cuts?
Guys, one at a time, because we can't hear both of you. We can't hear both of you. John, go ahead, and then back to Peter.
Business owners from America and these companies are using Ireland because it's cheaper tax or whatever. That's grand. That's what they're going to be talking about. It's not going to be talking about here. You joining that big army that's going to... What? Like, come on. Like, it's Micheál Martin we're talking about here.
Hold on. If you
that's
take
what
a step
I'm trying
back
to say. Like, everybody's sweating about this.
John, let Peter talk.
If you look at what's going on, you're saying that, of course, Ireland's a tax haven. Of course, the multinationals and global corporations come here because of the tax reasons, because of the access to European markets, because of, you know, access and even cheaper labour.
That's
essentially what it's all about. But part of that policy, if you look at any, like, look at so many wars around the world, imperial wars. Why did Iraq happen? An illegal war in Iraq. Weapons of mass destruction, all based on a lie. For what?
Tangent here. Mate.
No, hang on. This is important.
Donald Trump
is important. This is important. This is about
tomorrow and say. What do you think he's going to say to
this
you?
About
this? Are you going to sell this army to the European Union here and go to Ukraine and China for me?
You don't quite understand what you're saying.
It's more serious than what it is. It's Micheál Martin meeting Donald Trump for 15 or 20 minutes.
I think, Peter, what John is trying to say is that this whole entire thing is just a symbol. It's just for press. It's just to show, because it is it's our national holiday. It's St. Patrick's. Well, it's not even St. Patrick's Day tomorrow, but it's for the St. Patrick's celebration. And all of it is just a symbol going over with the shamrocks, and nothing's actually going to be sorted. There's going to be no real depth to the conversation. I think that's what John is trying to say.
I agree. It is a ceremonial public relations stunt, and a lot of stuff is there for the office.
I agree.
But there is serious an undercurrent there to what's really happening around the world.
If you move your nose outside your front door,
sometimes you might see what's really happening.
John, go ahead.
If you see what's happening outside your hall door, look at people going on the streets of Dublin.
John, you go ahead there.
I don't think Donald Trump is going to sit there and take everything that Micheál Martin says right to straight to heart and go, let's set something in stone now for this. He's too much going on at the moment. He's only after being made president again. This is simply, as you agreed with me a minute ago, this is for press. This is a thing that happens every few years. We're in the St. Patrick's week, we'll say. That's what it's all about. You're just annoyed about the whole thing, and you're changing your tune and moving your goalposts every time.
Annoyed about the state of Ireland. That's what I'm annoyed about. The road to Ireland's going down.
That's not going to change with Donald Trump meeting Micheál Martin tomorrow.
Hang on a second. Micheál Martin. 40 government members. I've gone away on junkets to over 90 cities to visit 40 countries, all at their expense, with all their hangers on, probably family members as well, all at their expense. And you're saying, oh, well, it's not going to change. Who cares? These guys are paid to represent the people of Ireland. It's supposed to be public servants for the people of Ireland. Not going around and thinking
about war.
We're going around and doing what we want to do and drag us into European armies and drag us and start selling us off to the cheapest bidder, bringing in cheap labour.
You're just a bit of a conspiracy theorist, I think, in regards to this, but it's not going to be that. I agree with you.
What's the conspiracy theorist then?
And even more so, why is Donald Trump such a powerful position that he's in going to listen to Micheál Martin and go, ooh, he's not going to listen?
I'm talking about Ireland.
I know, yeah. But the whole time...
Guys, just hold on there for a second. Guys, take a breather there. Peter, take a breather. I'm just going to go back to Joe. Joe, have you been listening to Peter and John there?
Yeah, I have indeed. And Peter speaks common sense. I think John is a paid-up member of the state, you know. And if he wants to slag me off and say I'm entitled to slag Micheál Martin or anyone else off if I want, so I'm not going to bow down from that. There's people in this city... the city of Cork, which he supposedly lives, and there's people dying on the street every week from starvation. Yeah. And that rat is going over there flying around the world. He thinks he's James Bond the way he carries on, He's an absolute embarrassment to this country. And I'll tell you something, the sooner that the electrical system is dealt with in this country, the better. Because the electrical system in this country is rigged. The elections were corrupt, they were bought for, and they were all done in a nice backdoor way so that they could roll in all their little schemes that they're planning to bring in, like the water charges they're planning to bring in now again. And I can tell you, if they do that, and they do that, they're going to face a very, very abrupt ending, I can tell you. And congratulations to Peter Dooley. I have great respect for Peter. I watch his videos on YouTube. He's a brilliant commentator. He's a man who should get his own TV show.
You should get your own TV or radio show.
No, seriously, you should. I'm not listening to you at all. Go away. You had your fun now. Piss off.
Joe,
I'm talking to Peter.
Joe, come on now. We're not going to call each other names. We're going to stay civil. We're going to stay civil with each other.
All right, I'll stay civil, but I'm not going to listen to him now. He had his fun now, so he's not going to get the better of me.
Yeah, I'm talking to Peter.
That is my view. Okay. Now shut
Good man, John.
Okay, guys, we're going to have to go to the news. Thanks, everybody, for getting involved. It's going to be, it remains to be seen what happens tomorrow when Taoiseach Micheál Martin meets with Donald Trump and also J.D. Vance. I believe that they are having breakfast in the morning as well. After the news, we're going to, I've received an email from a listener and basically he's asking, should I tell my wife that I'm not attracted to her anymore? Now, that's a bit of a tough one. I do want to hear what you think on that. If you could get in touch on 087 188 0008 on WhatsApp and we'll get you on the air. And we'll discuss that one. I don't know how, I don't know what the outcome is going to be from that, just like I didn't know what the outcome was going to be from that last conversation as well. But we will be back after the news.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.